If we went back to this brisa right now, and daf yud aleph from the base, Tanu Rabbanan, al shloitsha dvar ma'abrenas hashana, ala aviv, val peres o ilon, val atkufa. Rashi said, what does it mean, al atkufa? It can mean either Tammuz is infringing upon Tishrei, or it can mean Tevis is infringing upon Nisan. Really, what emerges is that there were many shittas in terms of how this works. Every single shita, except for one pshat in Acherim, holds that what does it mean mipnei atkufa? It means that Tkufas Tammuz is infringing upon Chodesh Tishrei. What does it mean it's infringing? Either the first day Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the last day Chol HaMoed Sukkos, or maybe even the first day of Sukkos is still Tkufas Tammuz. That's when we have to be Ma'abed Hashanah. There was one opinion, Aliba Da Acherim, that it's not totally in Teves, and it's not totally in Tammuz and Tishrei, but rather what it's totally in is in Teves and Nisan, and that would be based on the drasha of Shamar as Chodesh Aviv. Stating that, I just think it's kedai to read one Lashon HaRambam. And this Rambam is in the beginning of Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. And really, it's a little bit of a sikum on the sugyas that we were just learning. The Rambam says as follows. Shana me'uberes hi shana shemoisifim b'chodesh. A shana me'uberes is a year that we add a month. Ve'ein moisifim l'oilam ela adam. And whenever we're moisif a chodesh, we're always moisif adar. Ve'ois and oisa shana shnei adarim. And a year that we're moisif adar ends up having two adars. Adar rish and adar shein. Ne'ma moisif a chodesh zeh. Why would we go ahead and we'd be moisif a chodesh? Mepnei zman ha'ofif. It's based on the spring season. So that Pesach should fall out during the spring. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, because we want that the chodesh of Aviv should be in the zman of Aviv. And sometimes, if we wouldn't add a month, right? Pesach could be all over the place. So to make sure it's not all over the place, this is what we did. There were three simonim for which we were ma'abed hashana. Al atkufa, v'al aviv, al peres ha'ilon. Sounds familiar? It's the Bryce on Daf Yirala from the base. So the Rambam Ketzad, Bezdin Mechashvin V'yoy. Bezdin makes a cheshvin, and they know, Imtia Tkufas Nisan, Beshisha Asa B'Nisan, Oy Achaz Man Zeh, Ma'abr Noisa Hashonah. They make a cheshvin to see if Tkufas Nisan is going to fall out on the 16th day of Nisan or later, and based on that, they're Ma'abr Dashonah. V'yasu Oysoy Nisan, Adosheni. And they're going to make that Chodesh Nisan instead of a Nisan into a Ador Sheni. So Pesach should fall out b'sman ha'aviv. V'al simin zeh soimchin u'ma'abrin v'ein choshin l'simin acher. And if this simin plays itself out, Bezdin's ma'abed hashana, and they're not even concerned about any other simon. V'chein emro, Bezdin shatayin lo yigi ha'aviv, el adayin ofel hu. Or if Bezdin sees that the new tfuah is not blooming, right, it's taking its time. Or if the fruit that usually would blossom during this time of year hasn't blossomed yet, Bezdin will rely on these two simonim, and they're going to be ma'abed hashana. And even if the tkufa falls out before shisha asa l'nisan, meaning the tkufas are aligned, it doesn't matter. This is enough to be ma'aber. And then the Rambam goes on. So Moran Agriz, the Briskerov, in his Sefer on Kiddush HaChodesh, right? So the Briskerov, we know, wrote a Sefer on Rambam. Briskerov wrote a Sefer al HaTorah. And there's also the small Sefer, sometimes referred to as the Kuntres, but there's a small Sefer which has pieces on Kiddush HaChodesh, Yuma, and Sukkah. So in the Briskerov's first piece on Kiddush HaChodesh, he's Meirich, very, 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 very long, on this Rambam right here. And he says, in der Rambam steht a Dover Nifla. That's a game changer in terms of understanding Ibur Hashanah, if you want to go through this properly. And that is, the Rambam is Mavur. I'm just going to read the opening line of the Rambam again. Why would Beis Din ever add a month? Mipnei zman ha'aviv. Kedei sheyehe ha'pesach ba'os zman shenemar shomer es chodesh ha'aviv sheyehe chodesh zeh bezman ha'aviv. And then the Rambam goes on and he says, al shloisha simonim avres hashanah, gives a three simon. Says Morna Griz, that in the Rambam it's mavur, that there was one reason and one reason only that Beis Din was ma'abed hashanah. This gives a tremendous clarkai, and that is shomer es chodesh ha'aviv sheyehe chodesh zeh bezman ha'aviv. And the Braisa says, al shloisha dvar ma'abrim es hashanah, right? There were three things. Ala Aviv, Al Perasi Ilan, Alat Kufa. Listen to the way the Rambam describes the three things. What does it mean, Alat Kufa? Bezdim Mechajvim Vyoidim and Tia Tkufas Nisan, Beshisha Asab Nisan, Oy Achas Man Zem, Abra Nois Hashanah, Vyasa Ois Nisan Ada Shady Kidei, why? What does it mean, Alat Kufa? Sheyea Pesach Bezmano Aviv. What are the other two things? V'cheinim ro bezin shadayin lo yegiyo aviv. El adayin ofel hu. V'lo yitzomchu peiro so ilon shedarkon litzmayach bezman ha-pesach. This is all about the Pesach. Kidei shenyiu ha-peiret soimchen kiderach kol zman ha-aviv. So said the Briskerav, according to the Rambam, all three reasons are based on the fact of Shomer Chodesh ha-aviv. There's an inyan that you want Pesach and Chodesh Nisan to align with the zman of aviv. And that's what underpins all of the three primary reasons that Chazal gave us for which they were ma'abed Hashanah. If you look back at Rashi and Daf Yud Aleph on the base, Rashi clearly didn't learn that way. What did Rashi say? Ala Aviv. Im loy bishla hatfua ma'abrin, the krok sib, chaydash aviv. Oh, okay, that's good. Right? You need that the tfua should be already nisbashel, it should be ripened during Chodesh Nisan. What does it mean, al peres ilon? In mesacher bishulam yoisem izman ha'at seres ma'abrin. Peres ilon means shvuas. No, Pesach. It's shvuas. Sha'at seres manavos bikurim. Because shvuas is the time of bringing bikurim. Dechsivu b'yoyim ha'kipurim. V'm lo yevien bevoy l'regel tzarech l'troyach v'lalis pamacheres. What does it mean, alat kufa? So Rashi quoted our sugya. Rashi, that could mean it has something to do with Chodesh Nisan. But you know what else it could be? It has to do with Chodesh Tishrei, which is really our whole daf today, Shrayit. It's all about Chaga Osef Tkufas Hashanah. Oh, but there's three independent reasons. One is that you need that the Oimer and all of that should already be in his bashel. The other one is that you have to make sure you're going to have ripe fruit when it comes time to bring the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah Bikurim. And number three, the Tkufas, which Ruba the Ruba of the Sugi of Tkufas, only do it's Pesach. It actually, it's more related to Chaga Osef. It's related to Tishrei. Oh, but in the Rambam said, Marna Griz, it's Mavur, not that way. In the Rambam, it's four, it's all one Inyan. And the Inyan is Shomer. As chodesh of, just to read it, b'lashayne azov shall abrisker of. Hare da Rambam mefarish the bein aviv ubein tkufa uperes ilon kulo al nisan upesach kaimi. It's all related to Nisan. And it's all related to Pesach. In fact, Briskerov said, if you medayik the Rambam, when he talks about the three things, the Rambam doesn't call it three reasons. The Rambam's lashon is the al shloisha simonim ma'abrin es hashana. Meaning, in aloch aleph, the Rambam says, neimat loisif mechodesh zeh mipnei zman aviv kedei sheyeh pesach ba'os zman shenem hashomer es chodesh aviv. Then the Rambam Nalacha Bey says, "Al shloisha simonim abrin es hashanah." Meaning, there's three simonim, there's three ways of knowing whether everything is aligned. There's three simonim, like three edim, three aichachos to this inyan. The tkufa, oh yeah, that's the easy one. But it's not just the tkufa. If you look at the peiris, are they being the special or not? And by the way, you can know it from the tfuah, and you can know it from the peiris. Peiris not related to shvuas. Peiris, where they're holding in Chodesh Nisan, is aichas simin, whether or not we're being mekayim right now, shomer es Chodesh Aviv. Because the taich of Chodesh Aviv means that the season needs to be playing itself out in the proper way. So is it playing itself out in the proper way? Number one is the moon and the sun align properly, the solar year and the lunar year. Okay, that's Aleph. That's the easiest one. But additionally, look at the peiros, see where they're holding. And you can see it from the tfuah, which is nisbashel, ordinarily in Nisan. And you can see it from the peiros that are nisbashel, ordinarily in Sivan. It's irrelevant. But there's a simon of where it's supposed to be holding in Chodesh Nisan, and depending on where it's supposed to be holding in Chodesh Nisan, that will be the determination. What's the makar to the Rambam? So Beskrof said, that's poshet, because what's the makar to Ibur Shana? Shomer is Chodesh Aviv. That's the makar to Ibur Shana. So if Shomer is Chodesh Aviv is the makar to Ibur Shana, so it's poshet, that's the makar to the Rambam. That's how the Rambam knew, that the only thing that really matters is Chodesh Aviv. But the point is, there seems to be a very fundamental machlokes rishonim in terms of the primary reasons that Beis Din used, now there were secondary reasons as we know, but the primary reasons that were used in order to be Ma'abr d'Shana, in the words of the Braisa, Al Shloisha Dvar Ma'abr Nesashana, Al Ha'aviv, Al Peiros Se'ilam Val Atkufa. If you learn the Sugya the way Rashi and Tosfos learned the Sugya, Aviv could be Pesach, Peiros could be Shavuos, and Tkufas Hashana could be Sukkos. According to the Rambam, Aviv is Pesach, Peiros Se'ilam is Pesach, Tkufas Hashana is Pesach. It's all based on one Zach. Shamar is Chodesh Aviv. You need that when Pesach falls out, it should be in this man of Aviv. Everything else flows from there. This Briskerov, again, is in Sefer, and it's several pages long, and the Briskerov, he goes through, mamish, the entire sugif. So if you wanted to go through Yud Amid Beis, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, a little bit Be'ian, this is a highly recommended Maramak. And you go through the Rambam and in the Briskerov, the way he lays out these two dinim, these two completely disparate ways of viewing Ibra Hashanah. As you can see, we're leaving a very, very tall pile of rain on the table, something that Be'ez Hashem will get to another day.